The British held key ports and maritime fortresses all over the world, and their instinct had always been to gain control of communications before carrying sovereignty further. They occupied most of the Indian seaboard before they extended their authority inland. They established great ports at Hong Kong for the China trade and Singapore for the East Indies. Hong Kong's traffic was greater than Liverpool's, and 50 lines of ocean shipping regularly used Singapore. They had recently acquired Mombasa, which they saw as the key to the riches of Central Africa, and they still hoped to wrest from the Portuguese the harbour of Delagoa Bay in Southeast Africa, the nearest outlet to the goldfields of the Rand. They were the arbiters of maritime affairs, and set the world's standards in matters like seaworthiness and navigational aids. The Greenwich Standards Department verified not only British weights and measures, but United States and Russian standards too. A1 at Lloyd's was already a world criterion, and it was often British pressure that impelled foreign governments to erect lighthouses and more lightships. For years, the British tried unsuccessfully to persuade the Turkish government to establish proper navigational aids in the Red Sea. In the end, they erected lighthouses themselves. P&O built and maintained the lighthouse at Daedalus Reef, a coral strand in the northern Red Sea, and even manned some of them with British lighthouse keepers. So, for the most part, by right or by effrontery, the British kept a firm hand upon the sea lanes. The one vulnerable thread in the system was the Suez Canal, through which the mass of the eastern shipping passed. More than half the Australian traffic used the Cape route, and other ships went round the Horn, but on the homeward passage, loaded with perishable cargoes, all these ships used the canal. The British government owned 48% of the canal company's shares, and the defence of the canal was the responsibility of a British garrison in Egypt. Most of the traffic was British. Royal Mail steamships actually had priority of traffic, and the big India Line...